Godzilla Kong, the New Empire hits theaters this weekend. You know, if I had a dollar for every major franchise sequel hitting theaters this month with the name Empire in the title, I'd only have $2, but it's still pretty weird that it happened twice. This episode's brought to you by Factor. Go to factormeals.com/Merle50 for a special offer, and stay tuned after the review for more info. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle, here with my review of Godzilla Kong, the New Empire. Apparently, the X in the title is silent, which begs the question, why put it there to begin with? This movie is directed by Adam Wingard, who also directed 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong. Screenplay credit goes to Terry Rossio, Simon Barrett, and Jeremy Slater. While Godzilla has top billing, this is essentially, in my mind, Kong Skull Island Part 2, except that the king now rules over the Hollow Earth, while letting Godzilla handle the Titans up above. But Kong's kingdom is threatened by a new foe known as the Scar King, an ancient enemy who wields forces too powerful for any one kaiju. Kong must now enlist the help of his former enemy to protect the Hollow Earth and the world from this grave new threat. There's only been one official Kong solo movie in this legendary monsterverse, so I guess it's only fair to give him more of the spotlight in this movie. Plus, if you're gonna make one of these monsters the lead of a movie, it's a little bit easier to do for Kong because Godzilla, while interesting, is a little bit of a dummy. Kong also gets a sidekick of sorts this time around, a young ape named Suko. The young sidekick trope has proven disastrous in past films, but this movie doesn't overdo it, with Kong even finding an interesting use for Suko in one of the movie's earlier scenes. Get your mind out of the gutter. What we get of Godzilla is a lot of fun. He senses something is amiss and spends the first half of the movie seeking power-ups for the battle ahead. This whips him into a new kind of frenzy by the time we get to the Act 3 throwdown. My main qualm with Godzilla in Godzilla Kong the New Empire isn't anything that we see him do on screen. They actually come up with some pretty cool Godzilla action sequences. It's that he's marginalized. He's essentially a hired hand. He's the guy that you call to come and help. It's sort of a double-edged sword. When you give Kong the spotlight, you marginalize Godzilla in a movie that technically, I guess, is supposed to feature both of them. I actually think that Godzilla vs. Kong did a better job of featuring both of them. Oh, there are humans in this movie too, of course, including Rebecca Hall returning as Kong's specialist Dr. Andrews, Brian Tyree Henry as conspiracy podcaster Bernie, and Kaylee Hoddle as Gia, the last surviving member of Skull Island's Iwi tribe and Kong's link to humanity. Joining the cast is Dan Stevens as Trapper, a super psyched kaiju veterinarian who honestly just seems happy to be there, and I mean that both for the character and the actor. Dan Stevens is well aware of the movie that he's in, and he's pretty delightful for the screen time that he gets. Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry really get all of the angst and exposition. Dan Stevens just gets to have the fun. But nobody really shows up to these movies for the humans, let's be honest here. They show up for the monsters, and Godzilla Kong the New Empire delivers several big monster brawls that are sufficiently impressive to fill the screen and justify the popcorn price. Almost. Popcorn's pretty expensive. I will say more than I think any other movie in Legendary's Monsterverse, the monster fighting is the key of what this movie has to offer. It's been great in other movies, but the other movies have also had, I think, a better story than this movie does. I know that the story is incidental in movies like these, but you can still have awesome monster fights and a good story. The story in this movie is very slapdash. It's pretty much just barely holding things together to justify all of the monster stuff. And then in the third act, it just gives up completely and says, ugh, whatever. I've been watching a lot of these movies recently, and I found that my favorite ones are the ones that are able to give you great action and an interesting story with characters that you care about. This movie gets halfway there. You get the great action, but you don't really get the great story or even good story about characters that you care about. And I think that this is going to be a movie where I look forward to going back and rewatching sequences, but not really the whole thing. I recognize I'm in the minority though, and that most people will be more than satisfied with the big monster fights, which are great. Wingard's enthusiasm as a director also shines through. This doesn't ever feel like a phoned-in movie, just kind of a sloppy one. It's also helped by a great soundtrack, as well as a really fun score from Tom Holkenberg and Antonio D'Iorio. It's always tough to rate these movies because, number one, they're on basically two different scales, and number two, people go to them for different sorts of things, but as always, I kind of have to push it through my own lens. If I were rating Godzilla Kong the New Empire based solely on monster fighting, then it would go squarely in the it's good category. But the half-baked story pushes it down, in my estimation, into it's fine territory for me, with the acknowledgement that I am a story-first weirdo. If you're buying a movie ticket expecting a giant monkey and a radioactive lizard to fight a bunch of other monsters with world landmarks as the backdrop, then you're not going to be disappointed. The movie delivers on that aspect. I love both King Kong and Godzilla, but Kong has gotten a lot of the spotlight in the MonsterVerse lately, and should it continue, if this movie's a big success, I would love to see this version of Godzilla take center stage again. I am one of those also weird people that loves the 2014 version, especially now that the Toho Godzilla has an Oscar on its mantle now. I feel like the legendary Godzilla should feel a little bit of pressure to keep up. Let's go, man. Time's ticking. Also, just a quick programming note, I mentioned that I've been watching a lot of these movies recently. That's because I've been working on a video where I watch and rank every single feature-length movie starring King Kong and Godzilla. That's 45 movies by my count. Godzilla Kong The New Empire was the last movie that I had to watch, so I can now finish my rankings, and I'm looking to upload that video right here on the channel this weekend. So stay tuned, because yes, I watched every King Kong movie and every Godzilla movie, and boy, was there a bunch of interesting stuff there, and I can't wait to talk about it right here. What do you think? Are you going to be heading out to see these two big dorks get into a fight this weekend? Let me know down in the comments below. And before we go, I want to thank the sponsor for this video, Factor. Everybody would like to eat better, but we're all busy doing something, and even if you're not, who has the money to eat out for every single meal? That's where Factor comes in. Each fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay energized all day long. Factor offers pancakes, smoothies, and more for the entire day, including breakfast, midday bites, and more. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prep, no cooking, or cleanup needed. Every week, you can get as many or as few meals as you need, and you can pause or reschedule your delivery anytime. And Factor is fast food without being fast food. Factor's math says that Factor is less expensive than takeout, in addition to being nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/Merle50 and use code Merle50 to get 50% off. That's code Merle50 at factormeals.com/Merle50 to get 50% off. Thanks to Factor for sponsoring the video, and thank you for watching. Be sure to stay tuned right here for more movie news, box office reviews, ranking videos, and more. And as always, thank you for spending part of your day here with me. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.